Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that's Skinner on Radio Nova from the brand new album, New Wave Vaudeville. And if you don't know Skinner, Skinner's a man named Aaron Corcoran, and he does this brilliant sort of like, he calls it kind of slouch rock, but it's definitely very kind of new wave. It's a bit 80s. There's a kind of a New York feel off it. Definitely a kind of a Pixies alternative vibe as well. It's a great album, just out there on Friday, and we're absolutely delighted to have Aaron, otherwise known as Skinner, on the line. How's it going, Aaron?
I'm good, Kieran. Thanks very much for having me.
I know, it's a pleasure to have you. Like, we've been following the tunes for the last couple of years, and it's such a pleasure to have an album in front of us. So how does it feel to have the album out?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, I think for any artist, it's ultimately the final goal is just to release a complete body of work. So, yeah, I'm delighted to just have it out there now and relieved that I can finally start writing the second one.
So look, the album is great. It kind of reveals its influences, I think, a lot, but in a way that a music fan kind of would. Like, I hear a lot of Pixies and girl band in there. I hear it's very rhythmic, kind of Talking Heads kind of vibes, but it's also very live, and there's a huge amount of kind of Irish, you know, slang and stuff like that in there. Like, how much of the album was like intentional, like you sat down and designed it, and how much it was just like, here's the best songs I have?
Most of it was kind of written. I'd have like a funny phrase, or I'd hear something when I'm walking around, and I'd try and like write a song based around that. And yeah, a lot of the songs were written particularly for that record, and a couple of them I had from a couple of years ago, and I just decided to kind of finish them off or rework them. So yeah, most of it was definitely like intentional to fit a certain criteria, I suppose.
Yeah, and but like, did you sit down and say, I want it to sound, you know, like these influences, or was it sort of like the song will decide how it sounds kind of thing?
I think for me, like, I like to incorporate like as many musical influences that I'm inspired by into my own music. So like I'm not afraid to kind of have them blatantly there. And the music that inspires me is the kind of music that I like to create. So yeah, there was a definite urge to throw my influences directly in people's faces and kind of expose them to some of this music that they mightn't be familiar with or they mightn't have heard before, and kind of give it a new voice and a new audience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's cool because, like, in a kind of a nerdy way, I was like, oh, that sounds like this, and that's obviously influenced by that, and that's got a bit of this. So, like, I thought it was great. Someone maybe who can just enjoy the album on face value as well, it works for that. It's very live sounding. There's a lot of energy in the recordings. That was obviously something that you kind of wanted to capture.
Yeah, it was our first time. Like, I had mainly done all the recording myself, like in bedrooms or anywhere I thought I could kind of lay down a few microphones. So we went to like a professional studio called The Meadow. It's run by my friend Rian Trench out in Wicklow.
I know.
And yeah, we tracked all the album up there. Yeah, we only did like maximum like two takes for each song to kind of keep that live feeling to it. And I like to leave in like the mistakes and that kind of thing. I think it's a more honest representation of the artist who's, you can hear their mistakes kind of in their records. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But that's the thing that's interesting about this album. I think it doesn't sound like a debut. It sounds confident and it sounds experienced. And you already, I can hear, you know, that you have opinions about the way things sound. So I've had, I'd say, an album's worth of releases up to now. Why did you decide, like, this is it, I'm ready now?
I think I dropped, like, a mixtape in 2016 that was just made in my bedroom, and it was, like, 8 or 9 songs. And then I was doing EPs. But I don't know, I just kind of got sick of doing EPs, and like I like the long format like of an album for listening back to stuff. So it was important for me to kind of just branch out and just stop doing EPs. And I think a lot of artists get stuck in that kind of track, and people tell them, you know, just keep releasing EPs, build up momentum. But I mean, if I was telling like a young artist, I'd just be like, just go ahead and just do an album. Like it's more enjoyable for everyone who's listening, and you know, people are becoming bigger fans of the album format. Like EPs aren't really listened to that much, I don't think, as much as they were anyway. So yeah, I think it's important to kind of put your best foot forward and give people like a body of work straight out the bat and see what they make of it.
Yeah, yeah. This sounds like there is a kind of a perspective in this album, which I think is a really now perspective, which is, you know, lyrically, it's occasionally very disconnected. like, you know, passive, observational, and then sometimes it's like very raw and direct. And I think, is that something you've noticed in your own writing?
Yeah, it's I think for this album, like, it was definitely much more of my own observations and kind of what I see the world, how I see the world around me, how I feel. And like, to me, like, the most inspiring things in life are often like the things that we just do every day, the most mundane things. I find them kind of interesting, and I think that they're much more fun to poke fun at and talk about than bigger, huge topics. And a lot of people kind of relate to that, because what I'm talking about a lot of the time in the record is not unique to just my experience. Like, a lot of other people experience these things, and to hear them echoed back can sometimes be, you know, pleasurable for a listener, because they're like, you know, it's not like a us versus them. Like, I want people to feel like the things that I'm talking about can reflect in their own lives as well.
Mm-hmm. That's the dream, isn't it? Yeah. So the album's named after a variety show in New York in the late 70s, early 80s, New Wave Vaudeville. And I suppose a big part of that, the personality of that, would be, it would have been a melting pot of tons of different styles and attitudes and, you know, ways of performing. I'm assuming that's kind of what you're hoping to put across with the album as well.
Yeah, completely. You know, I listen to like so many different types of music, and I find a lot of the time people kind of pigeonhole themselves too quickly. Whereas for me, like, I try to put in as many different like musical styles and influences and instruments as I possibly could into the record, because like in the Western world, we never listen to like Latin disco or Afrobeat or a lot of this percussive music. And I just thought it was fun to incorporate that in to kind of expose people to it in, you know, this side of the world and put a modern twist on it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's one thing I noticed, is there's a lot of percussion in it. And I think that there was that explosion of that kind of style and sound in the late 70s, early 80s. And I do hear that in this. Like, there is a lot of rhythmic stuff going on, which is cool, you know, and the way the bass is played and the way it, you know, plays off the drums. So it's really enjoyable to listen to. It's great fun. Look at New Wave Vaudeville by Skinner. We're chatting to Aaron Corcoran from Skinner, and is Skinner on the line now. So the album is out now, and the gig, the big launch gig in Dublin, is February 7th in Whelan's. It's just a really exciting live kind of sound off it. What is that? What is it going to be like actually live?
Very chaotic. Very fun. Like, a lot of energy. Like, all the musicians that we play with on stage, you know, everyone tries to improvise and try something different every single night. And I think that's really important for like an audience, that they see that you're not just reading off a sheet, that you're going out and you're trying to give them an experience where they walk away and they're like, I can't get that anywhere else except here. So that's how I would describe the show, is if you come to it, is you'll definitely walk away going either loving it or hating it. But as long as you feel something when you walk away, I mean, I think I feel like I've won.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I love that you have this kind of theory of the game already. Like, it's brilliant, you know. Well, look, we've been playing your stuff for the last couple of years, you know, from The Slump, and one of my favourite songs of yours, which is called Commander Trainwreck. And you probably don't realise, but you've made a terrible error in leaving Commander Trainwreck off the album. And what is that, just because you just have so many amazing songs, or just didn't fit the vibe of the album?
I think, yeah, we just kind of wanted to put out something totally fresh, totally new, kind of just change up the sound like a little bit more. And, you know, for the next stuff that we're going to put out, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be different again. And I think it's important to constantly keep changing and moving in your dedicated art form.
Yeah, look, Aaron, thank you so much for chatting to us about the brand new album, New Wave Vaudeville by Skinner. It's out now. Go and check it out. You won't be disappointed. One of the things I do love about the album is there's just hints of a sense of humour throughout, which is kind of fun. And I think it's kind of in the song Tell My Ma. And we're going to play that one now, which is, you know, I think people will recognise. Thank you so much for chatting to us today. Best of luck with the album. Best of luck with the gigs. And we'll chat to you very, very soon, Aaron.
Thanks so much, Kieran. Cheers for having me. Really appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure. Let's play it. This is Skinner, Tell My Ma, and it's from the album New Wave Vaudeville on Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.